ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD to the program. TD, good morning. How we doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on, fellas?
Not a lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us today. So, TD, it certainly looks like, from the outside looking in, this is shaping up for Cam Ward to be drafted number one overall by the Titans based on the way that this thing has gone here. So, number one, I guess, do you agree with that? And number two, what do you make of the signing yesterday to bring Brandon Allen in as what I assume will be the backup to Cam Ward if it plays out that way?
Yeah, no, I do agree with that. And, you know, I'm sitting out back, and it sounds like the birds want to be a part of this show too, so excuse their chirping.
Hey, we welcome that.
Listen, when you look at the signing with Brandon Allen, I mean, this is the guy who has, what, 10 career starts in 6 years. This is a guy who, you know, hasn't even thrown for over 1,000 yards yet in a year. It's pretty clear that Brian Callahan, Nick Holtz, Bo Hart agree that their jobs are really going to depend on what happens this year. So I highly doubt they green light and they go along with, you know, that guy coming in and being the quarterback. And then we saw what happened with Will Levis last year. So, you know, those are things to consider. You look at Cam Ward and him, you know, impressing them in the meetings and everything along those lines. So, yeah, it does point to that.
So on the Brandon Allen aspect of it, TD, what's the upside of him as the backup? What's the case for him as a backup? Why do you think they chose him?
Yeah, I think it's a good move if you're looking at it from solely a backup perspective. Here's why. He spent years with Brian Callahan. 3 years, 2020 to 2022? Guess what they did in 2020? They brought in a young quarterback by the name of Joe Burrow. Right. And Brandon Allen was able to be, you know, kind of a veteran there for him and be someone that not necessarily a veteran, because I think it was a year two or three for him. But nevertheless, he was a guy who has already gone through the whole let's help this quarterback learn the offense process. Right. So the familiarity is there. You know what I mean? And I think when you look at that and going through the process again with Cam Ward, I think that could help the development. This move tells you, though, they draft Cam Ward. You know who's under center right from the rip, and it's going to be Cam Ward.
So, TD, to that point, you know, also, if you draft Cam Ward at number one overall, that means you're not trading back, you're not picking up more picks, and I'm looking at wide receiver right now, and there's still some guys out there, so we'll see, you know, how involved the Titans get. But you got Calvin Ridley, you got Bryce Oliver, you got Treylon Burks coming off an ACL. You got Van Jefferson, who you brought in the other day. It's not great right now in terms of the room. So what do you make of the work left to do on that front? And how much do you think they can adequately address that given what's left out there in free agency? And if you're not trading back in the draft, not having a third round pick?
Yeah, I think, you know, the key is not trading off the first. They need to look at some options trading off the second. And I think they kind of done that. And I'm talking about pick 35. I think they've kind of done that because you look at just the holes that they, I don't know, I'm not going to say they scrambled to fill, but the holes that they've, you know, built with these one-year deals, it kind of bought them time if they want to bring in some young players. You have guys in the meantime, with Draymond Jones, who I think, I think he's going to be a really good signing. And you turn around and you have him re-up next year, in my opinion. But, you know, to bring it to the point about the free agent receivers, I think when you look at the guys that are left, you know, Keenan Allen, Tyler Lockett, Stephon Diggs, these are all, you know, we were talking about free agency 3 years ago. It's like, wow, there's a lot of options. But I think, you know, when you look at the ages, it doesn't match where the Titans are right now. So I highly doubt that they do anything from that perspective. Elijah Moore is a guy that you could look at. But I really think that if they go ahead and draft Cam Ward, they're going to somewhere along the line bring in Xavier Restrepo. Because he and Cam Ward, you know, they were roommates. They were guys that, you know, that's who Cam Ward gravitated towards first. You even see it in the film. I mean, a lot of times he's like, hey, man, I know Xavier's over there. I'm going to just throw him the ball. And that's what happens. So, you know, there's things that they could do. You look at this draft, like I said, they come down off of 35. I mean, you got, you know, Jalen Knoll, who is an outstanding player, you know, a catch and run guy. You watch the Iowa State film, you know, he's the one that stands out, although a lot of people are high on Jaden Higgins as well. But, you know, for what the Titans need, Jalen Knoll is a guy. You look at Xavier Williams. I know he didn't really do much at the combine, but, I mean, look, that's a Cordarrelle Patterson clone. You look at Tennessee receivers. You look at Dante Thornton. I'm telling you, Dante Thornton is a guy, like, if the Titans aren't on him, I don't know what they're doing, because he's probably one of the best matching X receivers for what they need to do, and that stretch the field and have a guy that could be a threat to catch the ball and run. And that 4.3 that he ran at 6'5", 210 pounds or whatever he was, it shows on film.
Got to stay healthy. But, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, when he's out there and he's right, he can fly. So, TD, on Cam Ward, do you – and this apparent plan that looks pretty transparent at this point, do you feel like this was – because it does feel like a shift, right? Pretty significant shift. Was it as simple as, like, he blew them away, when, especially on the visit? Or do you think this is, like, more a gradual thing where, you know, people keep going back and forth, talking, going over the film, and even just looking at just the landscape and coming to this conclusion?
Well, you know, these guys appear to be very heavily influenced by meetings, right? And I remember after, you know, they met with Shador and talking to them, like, man, it was like they met a new girlfriend, you know what I mean? And I get it, because Shador is very charming, very, good in the meetings, right? And I think the thing with Cam is, all along they felt that he was the better talent, so to speak, but they wanted to see how he would be in the interviews. I think that really was the case, and it was just kind of a gradual build-up, boom, the interview. And the Titans weren't the only ones that got blown away by Cam Ward. I mean, there were other teams that got blown. The Browns did. Also, you know, and then you also look at, you know, even his podium session at the combine. You know, a lot of us walked away from there like, I tell you what, man, that dude tried to lead me, I'm going to follow. You know what I mean? So he does have that in-person presence, and I think that did a good job. And then you go back and you watch the film. You know, obviously there's mistakes. It's littered with mistakes, you know, holding the ball too long sometimes when not necessary. The arrogant arm throws, you know, it's littered with mistakes, but there's so much upside, and I think that's really what everyone is looking at.
So, TD, as we sit here today on March the 14th, how much do you think the Titans have upgraded their offensive line with Dane Moore Jr., J.C. Latham moving to the right, Kevin Zeitler coming in? How much progress do you feel like they've made in that area?
Man, listen, I liken it too. So last month, January, I traded the Camaro in for a Corvette C8. That's what the Titans did, man. Like, it's a huge upgrade what they've done. Kevin Zeitler, like, people don't realize that dude right there, that's a major signing. Even though it's only a one-year deal, that is a major signing. And then I think you look at Dan Moore Jr., I still am a little skeptical about the amount of the deal and flipping J.C. Latham to the other side. But, I mean, look, if that thing works, you got a left tackle that's solid, and then you got the right tackle position that gave up 29 sacks last year, the most by any right tackle group last year. You got that upgraded too. And then that is just, you know, going to help upgrade Skoronski, you know what I mean? And we'll see what happens with Cushenberry if he's able to go. Right from the start. So, yeah, they upgraded tremendously, and that's just great for whoever's behind the offensive line, whether it's Will Levis, Brandon Allen, or Cam Ward.
See, the difference is they weren't a Camaro before. They were like a Pinto before. But I like the analogy.
Like,
yeah,
that's like going from a Chevy Corsica. you know what I mean?
So, TD, Cam comes in, and we've been talking all offseason, I know, on this program about Brian Callahan. I mean, I look at the improvement in the offensive line. Hopefully it's significant. We're going to find out. You know, they still have a lot of holes to fill. I mean, I could certainly see, you know, one, a rookie QB struggling but showing promise, and I could see this team losing a lot more games than it wins. Drafting a rookie, do you think that gives more runway to Brian Callahan to not be under, like, all this pressure to, like, dramatically change the bottom line of W's and L's this year?
No, I don't think so, because I don't think it changes the patience and the lack of patience, rather, or the, you know, emotional approach or even the reactionary way that Amy Adams Strong goes about, you know, owning the team. I mean, we've seen, like, she could be emotional and very reactionary. Look at, you know, John Robinson being fired. The Mike Vrabel thing, I think, was kind of a build-up, but, you know, Rand Carthon being, but that was in the most. Somebody had to pay, and so, boom. You know what I mean? It was like Rexha. Remember B.I.G. had the song, Somebody Got to Die? That's what was the case after this year. So I don't think it really buys Callahan any more time. And as a coach, you know, you coach every day under the premise that your job's on the line anyway. So I think he's going to approach it the same regardless. But I'll say this, man. When that schedule comes out and that Patriots game, when Mike Vrabel and the crew, Titans North, comes down to Nissan Stadium, man, listen, I don't know what they're going to have to do, but they better do something, because that is a game that they absolutely cannot lose.
Yep, that's exactly right. No doubt about that. TD, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us today. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure. And, hey, we'll be at Jake Lyman and I, 2-6, we'll be at Assembly Hall. I was filling in for Stillman. So, yeah, get some real talk.
There we go.
Absolutely. Be tuned into that starting at 2 o'clock today. TD with us every Friday morning on the program at 8 o'clock. We'll react to what TD had to say. Take your thoughts on the Titans. We've got weekend winners coming up at 8:30. All that ahead. Robbie and Rexha, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.